Dad has a little pecker. He plays with it all day. He takes it with him everywhere and puts it on display. Mom loves his little pecker, but she doesn't understand why he always has his little pecker in his hand. He holds it while he's mowing. He holds it while he drives. He holds it while he's shaving. It's a wonder it survived. He takes it out at parties. At least that's what I've heard. He tells Mom, I can't help it. People love my little bird. They get in lots of trouble when they're playing hide and seek. His pecker always wants to try to hide behind Mom's cheek. She doesn't seem to like it. She doesn't think it's fun. She said he almost lost it when it snuck inside her buns. Then there was that time that Dad and Pecker made a cake. Pecker spilled the batter and it startled Mom away. She said, go put your bird away. It's causing too much stress. I always have to clean up when your pecker makes a mess. Dad said, I'll take it to the den and we won't make a peep. I'll just be in there stroking it until it falls asleep. Mom said, I'm going crazy being driven up the walls. You're playing with your pecker or you're playing with your ball. If you don't stop this instant, there's just one thing I can do. Then Dad sat and listened closely to the words he knew were true. Now Dad spends much more time with Mom and even pets her cat. His balls are all collecting dust and looking rather flat. His little pecker lives inside a cage upon the shelf. Mom said that if it didn't, she'd go get one for herself. Stay tuned for next week's story time. Night-night.
It's funny. We can get a joke, but are we banning it from?
Oh yeah, it's banned.
I mean, right? this is a children's book.
It's like this is a pretend children's book with sexual natures. It's
very much homosexual. Are we sideways?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's definitely a little tilty, but you always say you can tilt it.
Okay, I mean, maybe it's just a little different perspective this week, right?
I thought you said you can do.
I can. I can go. I just feel like I'm at an angle, or I mean, this might be the marijuana. I feel like I'm like, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we're like boxed out. Like,
yes, because it's tilted. I think that's only because in real life we're sitting upright, and so like you're not leaning towards me until you do that. So like you're not at an angle. You won't be when we do.
I thought you were just rhyming just now.
And a little pecker.
That's why
you're like,
you won't be out of.
I kind of did too.
You won't be out of focus. Just wait for it to see. My pussy is a little pecker. I took an edible. It's Super Bowl Sunday. You can keep texting.
I'm done.
Oh.
I'm looking at if I have anything written down for the week.
Well, we have a. Well, let me just keep saying what I was saying. So then I took an edible and I was like, yeah, Super Bowl Sunday. Here we are. I'm exhausted.
I think you're done. You have a new puppy.
It's going to be
an edible.
It's going to suck for a little while.
And you had a visitor, so you were awake nonstop.
My cousin was in town, so we did like all the fun. Oh my God, but I did get something. I bought a weighted blanket. Hi.
Oh.
And I tried it. Well, first of all, I like it better on the couch.
Yes, yes, yes.
I tried to like sleep with it, and I was like, no, I move too much.
Yeah. I only do it on the couch. That's where I leave it.
So I got one, though. And it's just like the dentist chair.
You lay there and you're like, oh.
I literally, yeah, it makes you make that noise.
Yeah,
no,
you're like,
it goes on you and you just want to go. Do you know that?
That was a little much.
But do you know?
That was more like, I'm coming. And you're like.
No, but you know when like, when you're taking a really good shit though and you're like. Do you know what I'm talking about? That feeling in your stomach? Like, we're like. Like when you're going to.
Honey, this is the edible. I do not.
No.
These are not real examples.
You know what I'm talking about.
Shitting, coming, and
no, like
blanket.
When you're taking a really good shit, and it like kind of gives you chills a little bit, and you're like,
oh my God. Oh my God. What? That's not happened to
did
me.
Did we introduce ourselves?
No.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Tommy. I'm Bobby.
I'm Jim.
And, well, as you can see in that
Bobby's
intro,
taking a really good shit.
I'm trying to think
of that feeling because I haven't had one like that in so long. I can't, like, imagine.
But what was I talking about first that it felt? Oh, the weighted blanket.
The weighted blanket.
When it hit me, I was like... You know that the feeling. I know
you
know the
feeling.
We were like, you know when you take. I know people know this. Okay, when you take that really big shit and it's like, kind of feels. That's what it feels like with the weighted blanket on. Just in case you wanted to. We are doing great.
Who knew that you could buy that feeling?
Honestly,
is it crystals? Because my friend has crystals. A crystal weighted blanket, like in the packets, are crystals. So it's like supposed to be good for your energy as well.
I think mine's sand.
Yeah. I think mine has sand too.
And I'm like, but then last night I slept with it and I was trying to like.
you like, okay, felt trapped. And then like Han Solo. Yeah.
And then like my one foot was out and I was like trying to get it fixed, but it was so heavy that I like would
you couldn't kick you it up.
Can't. Yeah,
yeah, it's just not good for the bed.
It's not good for a bed, but it's really good for some chair use.
That's like you. Not right good now, for the bed, like, but good for some chair use.
Yeah, just good for sitting.
What? In a chair.
Which I had to do immediately when our guests left.
Oh, God. Oh, that's why you had to shower.
Yeah, it was a shower play.
Yep. Oh, well, he loves that. You both like that. I don't know why. I just can't I in let the him, shower.
I like being... I feel like I'm a little whore when I'm in the shower. Like
you do, I can just tell you're
right, like wet. And
you're like, oh fuck, yeah. Us.
Like you shake your
head. Oh. Just lucky I'm not drowning. Literally,
and I'm. And then you can taste the cum a little bit, and you can just like spit out his fucking dick, and like it's not gonna get messier. And you know what I mean?
Actually, the cleanup part alone.
Well, except for it got in my beard and my chest hair,
not
and
good.
That's problem. Now, that's do you have any solutions?
No, I hate when it gets peanut in my butter. Hair. Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, like, you know, does that work?
Remember we used
yes,
cum?
Yes, you put peanut...
Or wait.
Use peanut butter to get the gum out, not cum to get the peanut butter
right,
out.
Right, so I helped you get cum out of your hair. Remember we used peanut butter because we're stupid? That's a joke.
I was like, when did you help get cum out of my hair? Like, that has happened.
Honey, it would have been at least 20 years ago.
I can just see Offensive Tea editing that.
Honestly, go check out Offensive Tea. We found a new page on YouTube. Don't follow us. Follow them.
Just
because if I
see that.
No, but I'm glad. Oh, I saw the little shimmer of your necklace. I was like, oh, that'd be a really cool edit. Like,
no, he's just having a seizure.
No, I'm just fully falling apart. I'm a father that's tired and it's the Super Bowl. And what I want to do is, even though we're recording this on Super Bowl Sunday, I'm going to go ahead and insert right now our... Yes. Favorite commercials. Collapse.
Oh, okay.
So my favorite commercial, or his first, and then mine. I'll let you know whose is who. Okay.
Okay. Reporting live way after the Super Bowl, but didn't like it. Didn't like any commercials. So we will not be playing any right now. Back to the program.
Those are so good.
Those are so fucking good.
Those were great.
So do you have any like? Super Bowl traditions.
Okay.
Like, do you care or...
No, I've never cared.
But you know it's a big day.
I know everyone else thinks it's so serious and people are like, we paid $2,000 for the tickets.
I'm why?
Like, what's that? I could be on my couch.
I think football... and you don't see the commercials. You don't see the halftime show because it's really shitty. Actually, they don't play it loud because they can't feedback.
It's not good.
I saw somebody's video from last year with Rihanna and like they couldn't even hear it. I'm like, I'd rather be at home.
Oh, because they don't play it out loud because then the cameras
echo and stuff. Yeah, they don't want feedback. They don't want, it's like basically, it's fucked up.
That just made it even trashier. Like, I would never go to a Super Bowl. Now
would I suck dick at the Super Bowl? Now would I be a little whore at the little whorehouse up the street?
Now, do I want to get the team all excited?
No. And honestly, they need a coach for that.
I saw this thing on Instagram. It was like a $2 million NFL box, like a Super Bowl box.
Is Taylor there?
Or 2.5. And it had like all these great foods and your own bartenders and an area like you could be in to watch the game.
Mm.
That I would do. I would go to the Super Bowl, but it's 2.5. So,
okay. So I don't.
When you make it big with your drone business, we'll go.
I did make it big with my tax returns because I was able to write off half of my spending last year.
Don't tell the IRS.
No, tell them because this is part,
go ahead,
this
tell
is part
them.
Of Blue Mouth Media. Okay.
Blue Mouth.
We just are in the negative. Which is fine. Yeah. We haven't made it.
We're not declaring
bankruptcy.
We are eventually
going to make it. What do you think of Usher? But do you like Usher?
Usher is, to me, old. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, when I hear it, I'm like.
No. I mean.
I'm just like, is he still moving? Those
when
hips
you feel
the
it
same
in
way.
Your body, you miss somebody who. Do you even know an Usher song?
Yeah.
So, nah.
It's been a while.
Okay.
But I know that other one,
my
too.
My way.
I don't know that one.
She can't.
Here comes a man in black.
Do you know? Because daddy's home.
High school?
Yeah. I mean, what we'll see in the. We'll see. I'm like one of those kids on the Spectrum
Meth?
Show. Oh, fuck.
Gotta get that out.
Yep.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. Okay, so do you know the song? Oh, Your Daddy's Home. I want a shirt that says that.
Actually, yeah.
You know, Your Daddy's Home.
Everyone wants a daddy.
Everybody, well, and a lot of people don't want their dad home.
No.
Never.
Well, I mean, especially. You're busy burning your bedroom down. We don't want dad home. Nobody wanted.
Whoever.
What's your mom's work? Like, wait till your dad
honestly,
gets home.
The reality is the worker parent is the one that you don't want to come home. Let's just put it that way. Because there were some mean fucking moms, too, that were like business moms. And you were like,
business moms.
Here comes Miss Cindy, the fucking cunt.
Balagna.
And they would yell at you for no reason.
I know. Business moms.
And I always felt like my friend's parent. This episode's brought to you by I'm going to tell the truth. Actually, I did have a BetterHealth hat on earlier, but I took it off. So this is sponsored by BetterHealth.
Oh, stop.
Now it's just Columbus.
They sell hats.
I guess. I found it.
I want a hat.
So I was like cleaning this room up a little bit and I found it somewhere. So I don't know if they sent it to me to like try to keep me from not killing Sue or like.
They're like, he'll look like, in the mirror and see the logo and he'll
get him a bigger one. But it's like.
He loved the hat. He's still alive.
I still found it. I found
now our that's
cowboy
$850
hats.
A month for right. four sessions.
Oh, great. I'm like.
It's like, what's that?
I'm like, oh, for two sessions, you can do it for $650.
They were like, you can keep going.
It's like,
you
no.
were like, I can't.
So you don't care about me, really. Okay, got
They're
it.
They're like, well, sorry, we're going to have to drop you.
Yeah, literally. So
Daddy's home.
Anyway, we'll have to get our live reaction for that. Okay. Now, I wrote down a lot of fucking stupid stuff. Oh, do you want to have, oh, we have a voicemail.
Okay.
I mean, it's obvious who it probably is, but we can maybe get something out of that. I haven't heard it.
Cutie but cooties. Hey, I have two questions that have nothing to do with each other, as always. So, one, how do you overcome, say you have friends, I don't mean you do have friends, but say somebody you always argue with, how do you navigate through that?
Oof. You don't, and you're not friends.
I don't have any,
I don't either.
I have zero friends with arguing.
It's the town I live in. I swear, everybody feels like they got to prove something or debate something or be right all the time.
Isn't that Portland
or
Seattle?
Have that problem?
Is that
and two is what are y'all thoughts on sex toys? Like, are they hot? Are they not? Do they flop like Megan Thee Stallion's tracks on the charts? Bye.
Oh, she had an edible. She had an edible. That sounded like me right now. Like,
shop some.
Even
blocks.
I couldn't follow. Like,
what was that?
Horses on the track. What? What are you saying? I'm sorry. What?
The horse, also, the tracks on the blocks are black.
I'm going to have to do a rewind, but I do feel like there was three questions, not two. I'm already so flabbergasted, I don't even remember the questions.
There's so, like, how do you deal with people who you argue with all the time?
I don't hang out with them.
We
like,
don't.
Once we argue like, more than once a day.
Yeah, it's like, no.
But there are friends when I was younger, and this might be if you're a younger listener. If you're still under 30.
If you're under 40.
Yeah. If you're still listening, even though I'm a grandfather.
Literally, by later this year, we have to be like, if you're still under 40.
For all my 40-year-olds, it's like, oh, no. Oh, I'm going to be in the 40s, and you're going to be in the 30s.
Thank God.
I can't wait till you're 40, though, honey. Because, again, you're going to be the fat friend.
I can't wait till you're 50, and I'm going to be in the grave.
Pretty soon, if I keep losing weight, I'm going to have the chicken fat. It's like.
I saw a guy on Instagram yesterday posting his weight loss journey, blah, blah, blah. And his chin was still, like. Girl,
I'm really proud of those folks. I really
for posting
and being so brave. But for me, I just that really is a fear of mine, and it's usually people who are older that lose weight after 50. Sorry,
and you're not going to get that because your ass is tight.
I'm tight like
you're tight like a ton,
like the Titanic.
It's split in half on
it. It ain't tight. Yeah,
it ain't
that bitch
tight.
Crumbled right away.
And then
first time we got hit.
Let's send some more billionaires down there. What do you think?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm cutting in and out. Yep. Yep.
Oh no. What did we do last time? Oh, because you weren't even plugged in all the way.
Oh,
you were
no.
though. I heard you.
I keep hearing it.
Yeah. If I can hear you, yeah. That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. That's called feedback. And it's called a monitor. We're monitoring. This is in your monitors.
This is
what they're trying to call it. Your monitors.
Listen to your little boy. This is how you
little boy.
Away.
It's your monitor.
It's your monitor.
And then how do you navigate through that?
We don't.
And then said something.
I literally drop them.
Then it was something about your town have something to prove. Do you guys have a problem with that? Yeah, everybody wants to prove everything. There's nothing normal. God.
You can't even talk anymore to strangers because then they're going to argue with you.
They're going
to
argue, and it's just...
Even when they're being friendly and like...
It's disgusting.
Well, girl. And I'm like, no, I don't want to talk to you about that.
Yeah, so...
And uncut then, cocks are hot.
Uncut gems. Now, the third one is sex toys. For me, I'm not a fan.
Oh, yeah, you really aren't into this.
I like cock
rings.
Toys.
You like rings?
Yeah.
But you mean insertive? No, I don't do that.
I mean, some people do. I have a prostate thing, but it doesn't.
I have a vibrating plug.
Maybe I just don't have a good.
They don't vibrate enough for me. Is what
maybe
I'll
that's
say.
What it is. Or like, I don't know. So I'm like,
I have not found one yet where I put it in, and I'm like, there. I think I have old man prostate.
It's like
and
I have like a test tube up there that's not yeah. doing. It. It's like I don't yes, literally. And it's like,
oh no,
like,
actually though, I do like plugs.
Oh, the truth comes out.
I do like them. Because have you ever come with a plug-in?
Well, yeah. When you have something
better.
In your hole,
yeah.
How do you think I get...
But you don't have to put a dick in
why
there.
Do you think I like the shower?
And it can be poopy.
Because the shower, after a little
let it be poopy.
Sweep, no, but after the shower...
A little queen sweep. What's that? You said you showered a little queen
once
sweep.
Once we do a little shower off, we then... When I'm doing this in the shower and I'm getting sprayed on and I can't see anything...
You can finger the hole.
You do a finger a hole and that's the cum spot. Because the minute you have something in your hole,
Matt, take notes. Maybe
I
should try
the best because then you can just be nasty, kind of. And it's like,
I'll try that. He loves taking showers.
Not that I care about fingering.
We don't have a stall though. We have a step in tub because we're poor. So you know,
oh, it's grand view.
It's gonna be hard. Well, I know
we might have
tough.
We might have crime, but we have a walk in.
That can literally be on the side. Welcome to Old Town East. We might have crime, but you'll have a walk in.
Do you like grout? We have it, but we don't have bicycles anymore.
Yeah, or packages.
Oh fuck. So I don't know if that answers any questions there.
You don't like sex? I do. I have a lot. I have a vibrator. I have the magic wand. I have one. I have the one that you put up and down, but it also suctions and twists. So it's like a blowjob as you go up and down. It's a gripper and it vibrates too.
Jesus Christ.
And I have.
We're all so desensitized that we have to have like.
I know. Oh,
like
I need
blenders that are like.
That's why I got the magic wand. It's the original. Yeah. I think it was from Japan, maybe, but I don't know about this one. But it is the original brand, but literally the fourth power, I made Matt come in less than a minute.
No,
less than a minute.
It's actually a different kind of a come, too, because it's like a
it comes
very,
on very
strong,
quick, very,
a very
quick.
Strong
I think
come.
I think it's how it feels to
where
be
it's
a
like
woman.
Tickly. Yeah,
is that because,
maybe.
You know, they're like, just flick it
just
with your tongue.
Fucking lick my pussy.
Just flick the bean is what that's called. But like for us, we don't want to flick. If
hole.
You flicked the tip of my dick, it wouldn't work.
No.
Now the vibrator.
But with
though,
the vibrator,
it
yeah,
works.
And that's how you.
So that you're like,
that's
a,
the
I feel
stem.
Like a woman when I'm like, oh.
Yeah. And they like, and they like the wand too.
They love the. No, the wand was made for
that,
them. Yeah.
Right. Literally.
If you shove it right on that. Well, I did,
right on the clit.
You can also put it right on your taint, which I've done.
Yeah, I've done that as well.
And then you feel it in your hole and your prostate
well, so
and
I always,
your dick.
I always thought that you could, because if you...
So you do have now, a... Do you have a vibrator?
Yeah.
You're such a bitch.
Well, I just don't...
You're like making fun of it and you're shoving it up your taint.
No, so I've done that before when I was more sexual and not on Prozac. Now, isn't it weird though? Can I just make a comment for all the girls that maybe don't know and all the guys that I'm sure they know? When you're jerking off and you kind of like arch your back up and you... Feel under your balls in your taint.
It's
your dick.
Yeah.
So I always try to like.
You can stroke it too.
Jerk it.
You can.
Okay.
If you go on something hard and like rub on it.
Right. So that's why that feels good when you have something on your taint.
Oh, yeah. The taint is the best part. Except for the smell.
Yeah. Except for the.
Most of the time. Not
except
all
for
the time.
The abuse that it goes through on a
it
daily
goes
basis.
Through a
like,
lot. Like, look
that's
at right
why
now.
The most abused
like
body part.
You're just like sit down.
Wait, oh my God.
It's like smash and
your
then you
taint
shit
is,
and it just bacteria like, let's go this way.
Your taint is literally
the
worst.
It's just terrible.
Beat up part of your body.
Oh, yeah. If they scrape that and grow things.
Oh, fuck. We should try it.
It could be mutant bacteria.
Should we do like a culture of our
taints?
Let's
do a taint culture.
We're going to do some science here.
It might tell us who's healthier.
Well, it's probably you.
No. You'd be surprised.
Well, I'm on Ozempic.
Very unhealthy.
I'm on semaglutide, so I'm probably like.
My problems are internal.
And mine, I just do a shot for. which people are so mad about. It's like, bye.
Oh, I know. People. Everyone hates.
Are you mad? Oh,
you lost weight?
You're mad that I lost weight because I got a
shot. You did
it
the wrong way.
Okay, good. Because I tried the right way so many fucking times.
There is no wrong way to lose weight. That's the problem that people are not getting.
I think it's really funny.
There's no wrong way. Any step is a step.
And now, I know they're probably shaming the people who only have like 10 pounds losing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to shame you too.
Yeah.
But if you're me, fuck you.
Yeah, this is not for like aesthetics alone.
No, this is for my health.
This is not because he has a cover of Vogue to be on.
Well,
Oh my God, you little.
I'm a little too old.
Nice to say a little.
My modeling career is probably hit 20 the years sunset. Too late. Actually, I could be a daddy model though. You know those hot ones in JCPenney that
Sears,
would like,
yeah.
Oh, the God, underwear.
The dads in the Sears. You just unlocked something.
I did too.
I would flip the pages back.
You just unlocked something. I did too.
I was
okay.
And I would stare and then be like, imagine a whole family, but then I would be like, oh, and then you'd find him in the back in the underwear area.
Right. So you'd see him with the family and he's like,
and then they're in the boxers and they always flatten the bulge, but like, whatever.
They shouldn't.
I feel like every time I looked, it was just like, is it there?
Well, and you could see
it. But trust me, I'd imagine it there, but it always was too round. You know what I mean?
Ken.
Round. Yeah, like Ken.
I wonder if they had to put like a little cup in or something.
That.
They probably did.
There are probably laws against that. Prude laws.
Now, I just got something else unlocked in my memory. There was a guy named, I'll say his initials were AC when I was growing up. We were 14.
Okay. Yep.
And he was like one of those kids. Yeah, I just had a weird unlock. So get ready. This is a weird unlock. I remember him specifically saying to me that he was an underwear model, but he's 14. But he was the type that went through puberty like early. Like he was like ripped. Like he was like 15.
Yeah, he was real. I remember that.
So. Like when 15-year-olds would go through puberty early?
Him being...
Who?
AC.
You don't know who AC?
You don't know who AC?
You don't know AC? I'm talking about...
Oh, I thought it was Aaron Carter. Because I was like, he was ripped really early on. I remember being like 8th grade, like, oh, Aaron Carter's so hot.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Let me rewind this. I probably didn't make sense. So let me just start over. So I just got unlocked a memory about male modeling underwear.
Okay.
And I just remembered something that I've never told anybody before about a person with initials AC.
Okay.
Who went to Woodstock Middle School and high school together.
Okay.
He told me, and I don't know if this is
we better find him on Facebook
now,
after.
Oh, he used to be hot. Now.
I don't give a fuck.
He basically, he was like one of those people that went through puberty really early. So he had the body already. And I'm like, barely have any hair.
Oh,
and he would have like,
fuck.
He had the pecs and the, yes, he was hot. But I feel like taking images for people that I don't know. Maybe it's in the black market or like the underground.
What?
Or like the dark web.
Yeah, probably.
Like, because
you make a lot of money for it.
He was like, yeah, I'm a model underwear. And I'm like, underwear model. And I'm like,
underwear model at 15.
Well, you're 14. Yeah, 15.
He was.
But that's what unlocked just now. I was like, oh my God, he was abused and I didn't save him. That's what I was thinking. Like, maybe he was crying for help. And I'm like, oh, cool. Like,
or maybe he fucking loved the attention.
Or that's what I was saying. Or maybe he wanted me. He wanted me to be like, I want to see. Which, I mean, at the
time. Like, were his parents making him, you think? Or who would be abusing a kid going to school?
I don't know. And that's the thing.
Into doing that.
I don't know. Let me find, like, I need to get a good picture, though.
I mean, there's the body. That's all I need. Okay. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. That's a yes. That's a profound yes.
Yeah,
you,
I mean, he's...
Are you... What does mean? Oh, my God. What's that? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, are you... Retake that statement.
Are you retained? Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, so I feel like there is some sexual... Yeah, this is what he looked like more. Like,
oh,
right,
wow.
Right.
Yeah, that's the NSE. Yeah.
That's like the Abercrombie and Fitch. Like, he probably
that's
got...
like Randy Blue.
He probably went... Mm-hmm, he probably went to Einstein.
Lex Wexner.
Yes, he probably went to the island.
Because... Actually,
like, I'm not even fucking kidding.
No, because they would fly him. Oh, yeah.
Abercrombie.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, if you see here, he was like that teenage. Yeah.
Oh,
but it was like thick. He wasn't little.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Bobby. Wait. You would have fucked him so fast.
You can just tell he was like almost like an Abercrombie
model.
Yeah,
he was an Abercrombie. Maybe he was.
And maybe he was, but like.
Ask him.
But like, this was in. Yeah. I mean, he.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, Bobby.
Yeah.
There's hair. There's grass on the playing field.
If there's grass, sweep it.
Oh, just clear the sidewalk after you mow.
Make sure you edge it.
I don't know if I'm good at edging anymore. I used to be. I normally don't have. I don't have time for edging.
Me either.
I mean,
we gotta go. And I don't even drink.
Because at any moment, Matt could interrupt.
I know. That's the thing. Let me just get on the app.
If I just had two to 3 hours every night.
Just don't look at me and let me just like get on Sniffies and jerk my cock just for a little. Even if I don't come, I just want to like have that fucking moment.
Exactly. Someone sending you a picture. You're like, yeah.
You're like, oh, you're
hot.
You
want another pic?
You want my fucking cock. And then, yeah. And then you're like turned on, da 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 da. And you go to bed.
You leave all these men with blue balls. No wonder it's Blue Mouth Media.
Blue Mouth Media, baby.
Blue Mouth Media.
Blue Ball Media. So I did tell you I had some subjects. Are you just going to go along with this now at this point? Because I'm psychotic. Is it time to order?
We don't even know what Michael wants, but yes.
There's a motocross rider who...
Yeah, I saw this. You showed me this.
No.
You sent this to me.
Oh, so you saw his dick?
Yeah, you sent this to me.
Yeah. So this guy's name is Cameron McAdoo.
Oh, fuck.
He got in a wreck at the very beginning of the race.
I'm
and
sorry.
And it tore his pants. And
those fucking balls.
Did you see the... I don't know if you like did any more research on it.
No.
Oh, my God.
The way they flop.
Now, the way that his balls were on the backside, literally underneath.
My God.
But he's got a
That's amazing.
Have you seen his face?
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's not my favorite. It's a little, yeah, I want to give him time. It's not my favorite. I found him. He looks a little hickish.
I mean, I like it. Sorry.
You would. It's a little white supremacist.
It is definitely.
Little white supremacist.
It's giving me a little white supremacy. Yep. Like, I used to have a bull farm where I used to milk the bulls, semen out to impregnate the.
Ooh.
That's what he's giving me.
Deep, deep, deep.
Because he didn't give a fuck that his cock was just slinging around the track.
Oh, no, he didn't care at all.
Honestly, when did that not become a family show? I mean, like, when are we going to put warnings up?
We got to put warning ups for the motocross.
Grooming.
Or motocross. I'm just, like, thinking of that, and I was like,
so
how?
If you haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's a great clip to
look
see.
Look it up on Twitter, or whatever it's fucking called, X, which, speaking of which.
Get into it, honey. Get into it.
I don't know if you've seen the Tucker Carlson situation with Vladimir Putin.
When was the last time you spoke to Joe Biden?
I cannot remember when I talked to him. I do not remember.
You don't remember?
No. Do I have to remember everything? I have my own things to do. We have domestic political affairs.
Well, he's funding the war that you're fighting, so I would think that would be memorable.
Well, yes, he funds, but I talked to him before the special military operation, of course. And I said to him then, by the way, I believe that you are making a huge mistake of historic proportions by supporting everything that is happening there in Ukraine by pushing Russia away. I told him repeatedly, by the way.
What did he say?
Ask him, please. It is easier for you. You are a citizen of the United States. Go and ask him. It is not appropriate for me to comment on our conversation.
But you haven't spoken to him since before February of 2022.
No, we haven't spoken.
With the backing of whom?
With the backing of CIA, of course. The organization you wanted to join back in the day, as I understand. We should thank God they didn't let you in. Although, it is a serious organization. I understand. My former vis-a-vis in the sense that I served in the first main directorate, Soviet Union's intelligence service.
But you're describing two different systems. You say the leader acts in the interest of the voters, but you also say these decisions are not made by the leader, they're made by the ruling classes. You've run this country for so long, you've known all these American presidents. What are those power centers in the United States, do you think? Like, who actually makes the decisions?
I don't know. America is a complex country. Conservative on one hand, rapidly changing on the other. It's not easy for us to sort it all out. Who makes decisions in the elections? Is it possible to understand this when each state has its own legislation? Each state regulates itself? Someone can be excluded from elections at the state level. It is a two-stage electoral system. It is very difficult for us to understand. It.
I didn't watch all of it, but I recently read that Putin went on like a 30-minute history lesson that Tucker didn't even really ask for.
No, he just kept talking about.
It's weird.
Listen,
like it's.
But what's freaking me out about it more than anything is that all these now crazy right people are like, "There goes MSM," which is mainstream media.
Yes,
I guess.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're giving all these percentages of like viewers, like 1.1 million for Fox, 1. Whatever. And then they show Tucker Carlson's interview, 60 million views in the first day. And I'm like, okay.
That's different than watching live on TV hour.
Let's unbreak this. But also, I'm sitting here thinking, like, you want to call everyone else a communist and, like,
yeah.
You're psychotic or social. Like, you're just like, you're okay with Putin is what you're basically saying.
It's like.
Like, it really is freaking me out, to be honest with you, because I'm like, and I almost got.
Well, Trump just said he's like, if he would let Russia invade NATO countries.
Yep.
It's like. There you go.
Just said it.
That's all you have to hear. This is what we've been saying. Now, once Putin takes Ukraine, he's on to the next ones. It's like.
So somebody, excuse me, somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it.
Well, and to be honest, the problem we're going to be facing is, well.
We can't afford a war against Russia and China. That's what we're facing.
Well, and we also are.
And giving away all our money.
Our president.
Okay, that was so... Okay, we have to react to that. I'm so glad you brought that up.
I know.
So I'm on the couch, and it came on around 10 p.m. because I'd gotten home late.
I know there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events.
There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, it wasn't any of their damn business.
President Biden, something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
It's
totally
out. How bad is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak.
Your memory has gotten worse, Mr. President?
My memory is not good. My memory is fine. I'm of the view, as you know, that the conduct of the response in Gaza, in the Gaza Strip, has been over the top. I think that, as you know, initially the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate. I talked to Bibi to open the gate on the Israeli side.
Many American people have been watching, and they have expressed concerns about your age.
That is your judgment. That is your judgment. That is not the judgment of the press.
They express concerns about your mental acuity. They say that you are too old. Mr. President, in December, you told me that you believe there are many other Democrats who could defeat Donald Trump. So why does it have to be you now? What is your answer to that question?
I'm the most qualified person in this country to be president of the United States and finish the job I started.
And I didn't know that this was happened, that it had happened earlier. I didn't realize he gave a presidential statement. I mean, that's a big deal when they do that. If they're sitting in the Oval Office, it's usually scary or good or crazy, you know, like big news. He's walking out to talk to the press, which he's not even really allowed to do because he's never good at it. And he makes verbal flubs. And then he comes out.
He's dyslexia too. So let's just get on this. He's got mental illness.
Right. It's ableist to say this. Yeah, but so then listening to him and the fact that the one point that scared me was he was like, how dare you about Bo?
Yeah.
The report says he doesn't know any year, even around when he died. He pulls up his arm and he's like, this rosary, I got it at Our Lady of.
Some of you have commented, I wear since the day he died, every single day, the rosary he got from Our Lady of. Every Memorial Day we hold a service.
And then just like stopped speaking because he couldn't remember the fucking word. I was like, wow, you just did it there.
And it's not saying he's
not
smart.
The border of Gaza and Mexico instead of.
But he's not happy with Monsignor or whatever. That guy's a psychopath, by the way. No, that's going to be the next. That's also.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All these Republicans are like, yeah. Like, they love all these bad people now. And I'm like, what is happening?
It's like, you guys,
are you going to go to North Korea next?
I know. Please
visit. Didn't somebody say that?
Go visit.
Who said that? Was somebody I knew?
We didn't get finished up talking about what were you thinking about when Biden came out and gave that press conference?
Oh, it made me really sad.
I know. I felt bad for him.
And it made me think, why are we putting our eggs in this basket? And why aren't we like
because the Trump people are obsessed with him. And then we're just like, you know, our poor, demented grandpa. Pregnant. You know I want to be pregnant.
Meanwhile, Nikki Haley as well is like a total idiot.
These people are so stupid. Nimrata,
honestly, I call her. She hides
her real name.
She hides her whole entire
everything.
History.
Yeah, she's like, I'm white.
It's like, girl, you're not white. She's tan from South Carolina. Girl, no, you're Indian, and that's fine.
I think Nikki in Arabic means I have no fucking clue.
Oh,
I think Nikki? That's what it means. Okay. I forget. It means something like really funny for her.
I think. Oh yeah, I think I heard that.
Yeah, and it's like, yikes.
Yeah, it's like, dumb bitch from...
Yeah, yeah,
it's something
literally.
Really funny. Like, it's stupid. You're like, is this real? And I believed it.
That was a sad moment for me. I was like, that ruined my week. I was kind of like...
Because the thing is we're sitting
over.
Here like...
I saw that and I was like, it's over.
I'm really concerned, though, for
real. I don't
real.
Know like, how he's going to win against Trump. At all.
Trump.
I
don't either. And that's the problem.
That's my problem is I'm like looking at that. I'm like, people really think he's demented.
How do
like,
we
fully think not make him demented?
Now, have you heard the rumor?
Stop letting him come talk to people.
Drop it.
You're such a bitch.
There's a rumor.
What?
There's a rumor about Michelle Obama. Have you heard this?
I've heard this rumor. And
what
I'm like,
do you feel like about that? Honestly,
I want to go for it. Like, fuck it up.
I do too.
I don't care because
I don't care anymore. Yeah,
I don't think it matters. But it's like, go ahead, try.
Here's my thing. You know who I really
that
like?
Could be the one who could beat.
You know who I really like though too.
Yeah,
Gavin Newsom.
I like him a lot. Yeah.
If he would run and have Pete as his vice.
Oh, wow.
We need to get We need to get men back in the
office.
Now,
Gretchen Whitmer, though, in Michigan. Gretchen Whitmer, to me, is like a hot mom.
She
like, she could run the fucking country.
Ooh, that would be
She's a mom boss.
That would be a hot ticket.
Oh, yeah.
It would be a hot Newsom in her. Hot ticket.
That could be.
That actually might be a ticket one day.
I'm just waiting for
that's a ticket right
at
there.
At this point, I'm literally waiting for Biden to drop dead, and we're gonna get a massive stroke. It's like massive stroke.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And you know the thing is the sad thing is you know
is it
what
so
I,
sad?
Why is it sad?
You know what
Jim?
I mean, honey.
It's so sad because we would be shocked and surprised, but he's 81. It's like he should be dead.
Now, here's I want to rephrase this a little bit.
We would be like, oh no, how did he die?
81. Like, 81, you should be like,
you should be dying. It's over the average life expectancy for men
right,
in the U.S.
You should be just chilling out, watching your golf channel.
I know.
Making your way up to 90.
Oh, my God. How'd he die?
But you're going to go fly around.
He's fucking old.
And you're going to fly around in your helicopter. Like, what are you doing? It's like, I feel like they're propping him up. I really feel like they're propping him up.
I think that's what I told Matt. Because when he got mad with the bow thing, his son, how dare you?
Yeah, it's like.
I think they have to be giving him, like, meth and Prevagen or something. Like, you know what
he's
I mean?
Like, all of a sudden. Well, then he walked off and came
like,
back
drink
on.
Drink your juice. And he's like, now, how dare he?
How? You see this? I got it from the lady of.
I literally was like, you saw that too, right?
Yeah, I was like, okay, lady of Archibald. I was like, and then he tried to play it off.
I was like make up a name. Yeah, I just say Our Lady of Peace. I was like, just say a name. Just say Victory, Mercy,
Merciless,
Jesus, Sweetheart. Yeah, just say it.
Just say something.
And then I was like, oh, he's going to the next thing.
But my son.
The report, okay, here's what the report said. He said something like 2009. No, he like didn't know
when he was a president.
He was like, is that when I was vice president? And then he was like, 2012, you know, when I was leaving as vice president. And he's like, would that be when I was still president? They didn't charge him because they knew a jury would feel bad for him.
I just want the viewers to hear it or the listeners to hear it. Do you hear my
get the CPAP?
What's the
get the CPAP?
What's the cough that you are the death rattle? Oh
my God, you do have the death rattle. Oh fuck! It's like goodbye.
Oh well, last week I had this. I ate literature. Yeah. I tried to edit
out, do that.
And every single fucking time I do it, you'd be talking.
I would.
You'd be saying something so good. And I'm like, I can't cut that out. So you hear me going.
Yeah, I kept looking over. I was like,
I was
is he okay?
So annoyed.
Because you were so mad that day.
I had an allergic reaction.
Yes, I'm sorry. We're from Hamas. But it seems to be a little over the top. We're not sure where it is.
How'd that happen?
You know, I guess I just forgot what was going on.
President Biden. See,
sometimes I
think he's like trolling him sometimes, but then it gets him into trouble because then it's like, but it sounds stupid.
It's very.
How would you know? Oh, he's like the senile old man that's like really a dickhead that's in the front. You're like, hey, kids, get off my lawn. Oh, I'm so high. Whew, I just had a little dizzy streak.
I know. Dizzy streak.
Now that we've talked about that.
Okay, tell me more.
I have other fucking things.
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
You should be. I need to hear about, okay. So, did you see Drake's dick?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Now, I didn't even realize it was him. Okay. I watched it, and I was like,
who's no?
Like, well, it's kind of cute. The video, the idea of it. But, like, the curve for me is a no.
It's the thinness
it's
for
the
me.
It's the thin curve. I can't do it.
I don't know why people were acting. Like,
I know. They're like,
so
this
amazing.
Is great.
Like,
this is big.
I'm like, it's a nice cock.
They're like, no wonder he acts like this. And I'm like, no wonder. I mean, I'm shocked.
First of all, it's a low profile
it's
video
low
from a long way away.
And
so
it's
it looks
skinny and
it's
going
skinny, and
this
like,
way.
He's like,
flop. and someone was like, it's not even fully hard. I'm like, that's one of those dicks where it never gets fully hard, but that they're like, I'm hard.
Like,
and they have to
big,
hold it to get it in.
Yep.
They're like pushing it in, but also holding the base. Like,
you're
yeah, it's
hard. Smushing in a marshmallow.
Honestly. That's Drake for you, squishing in a marshmallow.
Like, literally, I was impressed. I was like,
no, it's a no for me. And I knew right away. Like, I'm
me
so
too.
Glad you,
I was like,
it's like,
first of all, it's the lighting for me. It's the shadows. It's like, you're trying to be like,
yeah.
I was not impressed. Sorry. Wasn't impressed. And it probably has scars on it. I'm just saying, we didn't get to see that part, but it was a silhouette.
Oh, God, no.
We just saw a silhouette.
The really light-colored ones.
Yep. There is a guy. Here's my other subject. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
There is a guy, and I just need to know why.
Oh, no.
If you know.
Let me get a sip.
I don't know what his name is. I'm just going to call him Joe. Well, that I think is his name. But anyway.
Makes sense.
He goes on to all these gay groups. So, like, I'm in some of the camping groups. I'm in some of the weed smoking groups. I'm in some of the groups.
Okay.
Bears. I mean, you name it.
Toilet liquors.
This Joe comes in. He's younger. He's probably 22.
Oh, God. He owns the world.
So he will post in the stoner gaze, hi, I'm Joe. I'm new here. Send some like provocative picture, but then with whatever the thing is. So a stoner one, he's packing a bowl and then he's like,
oh no.
Kay?
Oh, this Kay? Is so bad.
Then
oh,
we have, no. then
you
we
see
have
him in another group,
the next group that's like camping. And then he's like in the woods and like, hi, I'm Joe. I'm newly from Texas and I love to camp. Hit me up if you're ever in the area. These
serial killer.
So, and that's, I'm just like, trying to figure out like,
you are not interested in all these same groups as Bobby.
He gets like 6,000 like it's all about the attention.
Because he's 22.
It's the attention.
It's because he's 22.
So he's like, hey, I'm Joe. I'm new here. I'm like, girl, we've seen on all the other fucking
like
groups.
Probably everyone in the room too is like, we've seen him on every,
like he's,
but they're like, I mean,
he's okay.
Anyone would do anything with a 22
year old. Honestly, if you're 22, that
you
that
own the
freshness,
world.
Yeah.
Literally like, youth
any old
is
man like me everything. Would love that youthful cock in their face.
Oh.
And, ooh, that burp. Ooh, that's the one downfall.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yep.
Whew. That's the one downfall
what are you trying to get it
of
back in?
The honey mustard chips. Kettle cook.
Yeah.
Kettle cook. Okay. Someone's at the door.
Come on, big boy. This
it's
is
like
different.
We know. It'd be like posting on Craigslist.
I'm new here.
It's like posting on every single message board. Like, I love twinks. They're the hottest. Pick me. I love bears. Ooh. I love
literally.
Marijuana. I am a free Christian. Like, it's like, oh my God. Like, you want to be everything. Why don't you just be you? Period.
That could be a Disney movie.
Now, it could be. And
I love that. That's weird.
Yeah, Usher, Super Bowl. I've come to a conclusion. There is one more thing I want to talk about, though, but I think I might. It's just a personal event, a personal situation.
Is
I
your
Milo
and Idol back?
No.
Okay.
I know why I'm pee shy.
Aww.
And I don't know if I've said this before, and if you're new here, maybe you don't know why. Do you know that when I go to the restroom, I literally pull my pants halfway down my legs and I stand there with my ass out?
No. Why? I did not
know that. I have told you that before.
No, you did not. I would know. I would think about that every time we entered a bathroom.
That's why I lock the door, especially like I pull my pants down to my knees, like a boy, like a little boy.
Oh my god!
And that's my secret. Sorry,
I would never guess you're one of those.
I
this
am.
This is fucked up.
I love
why
to have a free
up?
Asshole. Like every time I go to the bathroom at work, every full.
What?
Yes.
Oh, this is uncomfortable. I feel like I don't even know you at all, and I'm just like, oh, this is creepy. Like,
I mean,
what else? What
it.
Else?
I'm not doing it like in public urinals, but like, if I can go into a closed stall, I don't do it in the stall either usually. But I just think it's the I don't like having things. I need it to be free. I need to be open.
Why does your asshole need to be free to pee?
No, my front needs to be fully free. Like all my balls need to be untucked. Like everything needs to be just like out of the place. Like when you're just sitting there and you're like pulling your dick out, it's like everything's crunched together. It's like, God, it's just like, I don't like it. I think it's, I also sit to pee at night because I don't want to pee on the floor.
Why sit to pee all the time?
Oh my God. What do I not know about you?
Sitting to pee is genius. First of all, why would you stand?
Why would you stand? Because you
have
get
you ever
everywhere.
Seen a public toilet in a Ben's restroom?
In the mushrooms, men's mushrooms. Yes. Have you?
It's dirty.
Have you thought about the people that are cleaning it? Because I think about them every day.
Oh, my God.
And for me,
I will walk into a bathroom and there will be shit stains on the toilet bowl. And I'm just like, someone has to clean this.
First of all. Okay. Like.
Or do you think they like it? Like, I feel like plumbers like it. They don't care.
What I don't understand,
why do plumbers
though,
not care? Because plumbers are like, oh, yeah, a bunch of shit water came up. Yeah, I had my hand in 4 feet of shit to dig out that chain. I'm just like, what's that? They don't care about it.
I think it's disgusting. I think people's bowel habits are really concerning. Like, when you go into these public restrooms.
Honey,
and
I know.
First of all, I think everyone, was it one or multiple people just shitting on top of shit? Or is it one massacre?
Yeah.
Because then they have toilet paper all over.
You ever see the splash on the underside of the...
Yep.
Yep.
It's like,
you lift it up to pee and you like see the whole rim is brown.
Now, can I say, I don't like that about sometimes when girls go to the restroom and their period gets on it. Have you ever seen that? Oh, you never live with girls.
Ew.
Yep.
Why does that seem grosser to me than Cummins shit?
I think it's all gross. I think
we hate
it's
women.
Disgusting.
Oh my God. Yeah,
it's fucking horrifying.
And someone has to clean it. That's, yep. Yeah, that's
and
truly.
You're like, and then you're like, God, why is he cleaning the restroom right now?
I gotta go. And
but I
like,
just, I,
they literally clean it perfect. You go in there, and you're like,
oh my God, did I tell you?
I had chow mein. It's like, honey.
Was it New Orleans or was it, where did I stop on the way in? I didn't get
on
to
the
stop.
Way in to where?
No, I think it was New Orleans Airport.
Yeah.
Did you go in the potty?
No.
Their toilets. I can't remember. I have not talked about this. You hit a button and it moves paper around the seat.
Oh, I love that.
And you're like beep and it goes
as
and then
should,
cuts off
as
and
it should be.
Is that why?
Because every time you try to set one of those up, it like gets soaked.
So it's like you're literally sitting on a, it's almost like plastic around it.
Yep.
And it like just goes around like,
totally how
it's kind of cool.
It's smart. It's probably Japanese.
I like was, I'm was sure clearly like not the, thinking yeah. Some American made it. They're like,
right, like no American cares.
Like we just
I sit down on a seat, I'm like, well, there's some piss on my asshole.
I can't. I have
like
to
every time
clean.
I sit, I'm like, oop.
I have to fully like.
Well, I inspect. Try to get rid of it, but if you can't.
Well, sometimes it's an emergency.
Or sometimes you can't see it and you're like, you sit down, and you're like, oh, I thought I got everything.
You know what's even worse than that?
It's horrible.
Speaking of the restroom, if you go poop and you pull your pants down too far.
The and then they get wet.
Is,
yep, yes,
it's
I
piss.
Know.
It's
oh,
piss
my
warm.
God. That happened to me
that
once.
That happened to me one time and I was.
I almost, I was almost like crying.
No,
like,
I was
they,
really pissed. I had to like spray my.
It was like my OCD, like I can't be like this thing. It was bad.
It was terrible.
I went right home.
No, I was in a mall and I was like, oh. And I was like, so then I got like water and I started
smell,
like,
but
right,
then it's
so
wet.
I cleaned it off with like soap, but I was all soaking wet. I'm like, it makes me want to throw up just thinking about it.
Sick.
So anyway, just so you know, don't pull your pants down too far when
in
you're pooping in a
restroom.
Public restroom. Sundries.
that sounded like a sundry. But
I know, but I feel like it wasn't.
Oh my God. Okay.
Or, I mean, or is there anything else you need to say? Because you've been really quiet.
Quiet.
But I've been really loud.
Quiet.
Quiet. I've been all over the place today.
You've been on drugs.
I've been on drugs today.
And every day.
Kids, do you know what drugs is? Let me tell you about D.A.R.E. When I was in D.A.R.E.,
oh
I wrote
God.
A fucking poem about D.A.R.E.
I wrote an award-winning essay for D.A.R.E., and I got to read my essay.
Oh.
Yeah.
D.A.R.E. Honestly,
oh,
what do you, like, what do you, why don't you go talk to the parents about that?
Your sundry is D.A.R.E. Like,
you
yeah.
want to start at the top.
Yeah.
You want to start at the parents. They're the ones that are smoking the dope. Okay.
And the police force.
Yeah. So where do you think we learned what marijuana
right.
is? Most of the time was from somebody's parents.
Literally. Actually, it was my first time seeing it in person was
somebody's.
Someone else's parents smoked.
Yep.
And I was like, okay.
Isn't it funny how some people it's not a thing and other people
yeah.
it's like,
and like, then like my parents were like, you couldn't talk about it.
Yeah. Like
they'd be like, no,
oh,
no,
you can't do marijuana.
I would
like,
be like,
you do.
Like growing up, they're like, it's a very bad drug. And now like, I'm like, they just voted to pass issue one or
hi,
two.
What, but as they're blackout on their third bottle of wine, it's like, hi, honey, you just wrecked into the cones out front.
yeah. I think of this time my dad's friends came over and sat around the back patio and my mom made me go get him to bring him in because they were also blacked out. They were like drunk.
Were they jerking?
Someone was.
Oof.
And then the rest were taking it. And they were, I mean, they had so many cans on the table. I could, and I looked at the one guy and he was like, and I thought I was going to, you know.
He thought he was going to come.
And then all three of those guys drove home. So
like we did back in the day.
Like literally, I just thought of that. I was like, did they spend the night? And I was like, never. They did not spend the night.
Never. You never spend the night at your friend's house. You decided to hop in your car blackout drunk with your family and drive home.
Literally, like, even going out to restaurants, like if it was a big event or like a celebration thing, I would be like,
oh my God, you just unlocked something for me.
My sister.
I cannot.
My sister started complaining that, oh my God, actually, started complaining because she thought my dad was too drunk to drive. Because he like swerved a few times.
Oh.
But I think it was like to avoid things in the road. But we're in the back as kids. We're drunk. And I was like, I don't think he's drunk. Because like, but he did have like three tall beers like this.
He was drunk.
Miller Lite. That's six beers basically. He was drunk. And that's with dinner.
So like six.
Salmonella. So I drove. I had a drunk driver dad.
Right. So did we. We're Catholic.
Does everyone with children.
We're Catholic.
Our parents are drunk drivers.
That stupid ass thing that people do. Yeah. Like, I'm Catholic. We're Catholics. Of course, our parents are drunk drivers.
Yeah.
We're Catholics. We were touched at 10, but we repress our sexuality for years.
Okay. We got to do this.
Yeah, we do. Now
you've unlocked it. So what about your family and drunkenness and driving?
I don't. Oh, okay. Now, did you ever go to the skating rink?
Yes.
Like it was.
How
like
could
skate
you tell?
Night.
Oh, I loved skating rinks.
Oh, honey. Did you have the coloring contest?
I still want to go to one
did
here.
Did you have the
but
coloring contest?
What's the coloring contest?
You would color the flyer and bring it with you. And then the winner would be announced. And I think I won one time. I was like,
I would absolutely have done that because me.
Oh, my God.
Honey, I could out.
Why is everything
you.
Getting unlocked? This is the weed.
This unlocked. Is the weed. You I'm are unlocking. Unlocked.
Okay, so we used to go to Sparkles, but then I had something just unlocked. I just told you first about. Then we'll go back to the drunk driving.
Okay.
I had my first girlfriend in fifth grade, and I picked the Mormon smelly girl as my girlfriend for the first day.
Oh my God! And the Mormon smelly
she
girl.
She had BO. I'm sorry.
I know.
She didn't
I'm
know
sure
how to wear deodorant.
Yep.
So
fifth grade is terrible.
I literally, we were at the skating rink at Sparkles, and I remember her. I'm not going to say her name, but. I remember she was the smelly girl, but for some reason I felt like I was like, oh, yeah, let's hold hands and skate. So we were like an item. Oh, well, did I have buyer's remorse? Because the next day I remembered that she's the girl that smells like BO.
Oh, shit.
And she's Mormon. And we didn't really understand that at the time.
Well, yeah. And now that we know that she likes to drink blood.
And now.
How's she
I was
doing
making
now?
Bad. It was almost like I was drunk at the skating rink because it was like
you were a little kid, a little kid. Said you were a little girl.
Like, I was just a little girl skating.
You're just
around.
A little girl skating around looking for a boy.
But it was like everyone's like dun dun na 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 na, and you're just skating. And you're like,
yeah.
Oh, hold my hand. I'm like in fifth grade. I'm so old.
Then you
like,
speed up and pass someone. You're like,
I'm like young, but I feel like I'm like 45 years old skating. And it's like. Girl, you 15.
Girl!
Not even. I was like, again, in fifth grade. So then, okay, so that just unlocked that memory.
You
so,
just unlocked one for me, and then we'll get to...
Drunk driving.
Yeah. So when we were in fifth and sixth grade, we actually would get in trouble. They would yell at you if you didn't have deodorant on. Like the gym teacher would literally be like, someone didn't wear deodorant today. Don't let it happen again. You know, like something like
embarrass that. Embarrass somebody.
And then they would sometimes find the person. The repeat offenders. I would see them go up to them and be like, and I would just stare like, oh my God.
I'm going to tell your mother.
Like, I think I only wore deodorant because I was going to get in trouble.
No offense. I don't think BO is really that great. Great. I said great. It's disgusting.
I'm like, it's not supposed to be great.
But some people, cultures like to keep that ripe smell, and I don't like it.
They are
fully available to get deodorant because they're fully shopping at, let's just say, Costco.
Yeah.
And they're fully able to buy the pack of deodorant that they could all supply, and they don't. And that's the part that I just don't. And
a choice.
I don't really care.
No.
Like, I'm not making fun of you in your culture, but I'm just kind of curious, like, why is that the thing you're going to hold on to? Yeah. Because you're not wearing the traditional garb. You're wearing, like, Kirkland's fucking T-shirt.
Oh, there are people like, I only use natural deodorants. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
And does it work?
And the answer usually is no. And that's why they throw patchouli under their fucking armpits.
Fucking patchouli pits over here.
Right. It's literal. It's literally. So.
Yeah.
Back to the drunk driving.
Yeah.
Skating.
You did.
We were at the skating rink. Okay. It was like skate night. I think I dated a bunch of lesbians. No offense, but I feel like all my girlfriends.
Her name was Jeff Smith. Oh, I was like, yeah, she's a lesbian.
Oh, she's a full lesbian. Like, she was.
Jess is a lesbian. Full lesbian. Name. Yeah, I'm Jess. Like, oh my God. You're at least bi.
She was my first, like, kiss in the car. I was like, I'm horny. It was, like, weird.
I'm looking for another lesbian like you.
We were really just a bunch of. Well, she's still not
out. And you've been called lesbian in New York City. So
I've been both since then. And I remember.
I came out twice.
I said, let's go out. I remember we started going out and I said, oh, yeah, but let's not tell anybody.
To the Mormon girl or Jess?
No, Jess.
Oh, so you were cheating on the Mormon girl?
No, but the Mormon girl was already gone out of the picture. Oh, yeah, she was the first lesbian I was trying to go after.
At this point, you were like, okay.
Smelly lesbian.
So you were trying to keep it secret with Jess.
Jess was like a really good athlete. She was like the best basketball player.
And you were kind of more dark emo.
Well, yeah. Well, at
so you were a little grungy boy.
But I was like, I'm confused. I like Korn and like Linkin Park, which I do love.
Is that because you were gay?
No, it was because I was just an idiot. But so on the way home, so pick up where we're at, the skating rink. Her family would pick us up. And her dad was driving one time, and her mom was in the car in the front seat, and the dad was driving.
Okay,
and then her two brothers, and then it's us.
Oh, you were in the bench seat in the back, yeah.
We're driving.
Minivan?
I think it was like a van.
Yeah, usually.
He was going like 95 miles an hour on the fucking highway. Windows were down, too, by the way. They're smokers.
Oh, no.
Full drug addicts. After the fact, I found out because Jess is a full drug addict now. But which is fine.
She hasn't had time to come out. She's been busy doing drugs.
She's been in blackout since high school.
God.
But I remember the mom being like, "Daryl, you okay? Daryl, you okay?" And I was like in the back seat, sweating, being like, "Oh my God, please get me home! Please get me home!" Like I was so
think about
scared.
That. You really could have died. Just
the
died.
Whole point of that was to circle back to you to say, "Yes, people used to drive drunk all the time
all
with
the time.
Their kids' friends, their kids."
Yes. I think everyone. I
everybody,
think,
like, honey.
You're not just like driving yourself home drunk. It's like you're
everybody,
risking everyone's life and the other person you're going to hit probably. Like it's unhinged.
It's unhinged.
It's unhinged
back
that
to it.
The most protective
this
people in your life, like the most protective people in your life, maybe are supposed to be your parents. Are like,
they're just
doing
a bunch of idiots because I'm an idiot.
Literally.
Look at us.
Look at
our
we
children.
Uber. We have to Uber places. If we had a family,
yep.
I would not be driving my family around.
If we had a family, we wouldn't be able to do anything.
We wouldn't be able to do any. Well, because you can't get a big enough Uber.
Right. Honestly,
like daddy wants to drink for dinner tonight.
But,
so
but then
I
we're
can't
yell
drive.
At them when we see, remember we yell at people that go to the like breweries yeah. with their kids. That'd be us. Be like, hi, your kid. No.
Oh, it would be us.
I'm not doing it. But also, that's
everyone
like
used
fucking
to,
traumatic.
Everyone used to drive drunk. I've had multiple episodes of that where I'm just staring.
Where
like,
you're
looking
freaked
at my
the fuck
friend.
Out and you're like, yeah. Does your mom know how to drive?
Yeah.
Like, you're not in your mom's car?
I've had to tell people that even where I'm like, you're going a little fast. And I'll just say that. You're going a little fast.
And also when you're hopping in the car with a 16-year-old and you're a 16-year-old even, but like,
I know,
16-year-old driver is a very scary moment.
Why do you think the insurance is so high? They're the most likely to get in an accident. They're the most dangerous drivers. You're more likely to die in that age range too from car accidents.
And it makes sense because they all drive like fucking idiots.
Right.
Anyway, all right. Well, I don't know what that left us, but do you have anything you want to say, like sundry?
Sundry wise,
bothering you? I know you had a long week.
Sundry.
What do you hate right now? There's got to be something bothering you.
I know. I wish there were.
There is. You're not thinking of it. You went to darts. You went to the dead body bar.
Oh, I didn't go there though.
Oh,
we're supposed
God.
To go.
Oh yeah, I did darts.
You can talk about.
Well, I can tell you a sundry story.
Okay.
So I had a dream last night. So I'm having some weird dreams where I'm like, I just.
That means things are going to come true.
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
Oh.
Magic is my key.
Oh my God, that's from your reading.
Yeah.
And you really took it literal.
Well, I do have dreams now with magic in it.
Everything's.
Are we just becoming magical? That's what I'm worried about.
Do you ever think that though? And I know that this is.
No, like when we were gambling in New Orleans. There was
and
like a time
you
told me to do it, and I was like, here we go. And I pressed it and stopped at three. I just knew it. I just let it happen.
Just do something really
and then
quick.
Every time I let it happen and flow, but then when I was getting anxious, it didn't. But when I fully went into it, I was stopping those things.
Okay, let's try
That's
something.
That's why we played for like an hour and a half on $20.
I know.
Literally, I put in a 20, and an hour and a half later, I was like, I guess I should stop.
Can we play a game?
Yeah.
I want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
Are you closed? I want you to listen to me. I'm going to tell you a color in my head.
Okay.
I need you to listen for it. And then we're going to say 3, 2, 1 and do it. Okay. So hold on, I'm going to tell you what the color is right now.
Okay.
Okay. At the count of three, on 3, 2, 1, we're going to say the color. 3, 2, 1.
Orange.
Red. Ooh, it's close.
Oh my God. I'm getting that wave. Yeah. Hotter heat.
Okay, so
that was your aura. That was a test. That was your aura. Maybe I'm just reading the aura, and so it looks okay.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Now,
actually,
let me say something though. I always now have you ever gone to like a deep meditation?
Yes,
especially when you're well, you don't do that. But if you're on edibles like me, and you go meditate, and you close your eyes, I like try to fall. This is gonna be psychotic. This is almost as bad as the beginning. I try to follow my eyes. As I'm meditating, like I'm trying to like see. I keep looking
outside,
looking, but I'm closed eyes.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Closed eyes, but totally in the dark. But I try to see and I keep going, and then all of a sudden I get into this like not what you see today, but it's like you see colors and you see like shapes and stuff. All I'm saying, listen, bitch. Oh my God, I feel so embarrassed.
Why?
No, I don't know. I'm embarrassed, but like because I think I have a power. I think I have fucking power.
I know, but why are we laughing? Because it's obviously true. Like, it is.
Like, if I really get into the moment and I close my eyes, I can kind of like see things.
I had a dream before the fucking spaceship blew up and went downstairs and asked my grandma, and she was like, that just happened. What do you weren't awake.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I've had dreams where things happen the next day and I'm like, oops, okay. And I just normally.
Okay, so what did we dream about last night?
I freak out and then I just kind of go.
So what is the dream?
Oh, well, I don't know if this is going to be the part, but my sundry story is, no, it was,
Thank God.
There was this like goofy, funny, like straight guy, that like jokes a lot and jokes in a certain way. And I think I know who it is, but it didn't look quite like
that. So you, in your mind, you know, that's okay. Cause it's also dreaming. Cause then, they don't always they match, but you know who it is.
I woke up, I was like, it didn't look like anyone.
But you know
and
who it is.
And then I was like, wait, who gives me that energy?
Yep.
And he always jokes, and then we were like joking just around. I'm trying to imagine the place. That's what I'm like, wait.
A little bit too far. I can guarantee it's probably
a
gym.
We were joking around a little.
It was probably in a back office on a couch.
It was on a couch, but it wasn't in an office. It was like in a basement. And honey, please, I'm not a slut. I'm not a slut. I'm in the basement. And he just. Olsen pulls his pants down and was joking around with his cock. And it was like almost hard, but he's like, he came over, he was like, yeah, what would you do with that?
What would you do with this? You want to suck it?
And then I was like, I really wanted to suck it.
And that's when you're in the middle of the night dream, when you're in your subconscious, honey.
But my greatest fear was unlocked. So this is my sundry story.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to be bad at this blowjob.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm worried I'm always bad at them. Yes, as I crack my neck to prepare it
all.
I think my mouth gets dry.
You're nervous about it. You're
and
a nervous
I have,
dick sucker.
And I have big teeth. I'm a nervous dick sucker.
So you are literally
I'm terrified
having,
that I'm going to get
night terrors about sucking dick.
Yes.
And it's like you want to do it so bad and you feel like you can do it.
And I want to do it. And then my brain's like, you're not going to be good at sucking dick.
But this is your brain trying to tell you, you got to fight it. Like,
I know.
You go to bed tonight and you need to visualize you sucking dick. Great.
Oh my God, I'm going to do it.
Do it. I really feel like it's your subconscious telling you, like, hey.
He liked it a little bit, but he acted like he didn't. And so I was like, I can't do
this. No, we're not going to allow you to
do it. So I was like, I'm not doing it. But then I was
your inner saboteur.
And then this was another part that was really sad for me when I woke up. I was like, why did I do this? I was like,
jerking off
semi begging him to come on my face.
Do you like him on the face?
Probably.
Well,
I think I would.
Probably depends
on who
it's the shooter.
From. Yep. Oh, 1,010. Yeah.
1,010%.
Is that enough for you?
Is 1,010 enough? Yeah.
So those are my two revelations for my dream last night. I'm worried I'm a bad dick sucker. And also, I really want like the hot straight guy to like, please come on my face.
This is part
of
the trauma.
That's not why I was telling you. It's not about the face. It was about the fact that I was like, I really wanted it. And I let them know I really wanted it. Because normally, I don't let them know. You know, I'm not going to tell them like, well, you know what I really like? I don't think I fully unleash myself with people.
You get far enough to where you're like,
oh my God.
I could do something like about it, but you're not like, I'll suck your fucking cock. You never would do that.
Right.
But you'd be like, oh, I know what I can do with that.
Yes. I wouldn't be like, I want to suck your dick.
Oh, I love that ring. Where'd you get it, Tiffany?
Honey.
I'm looking at your own ring.
That's the only Tiffany's in here. I'll tell you that. You're not going to wear it. Ever.
First of all.
Ever.
I don't want to.
Okay.
I'm not materialistic. All I want is an RV in the woods.
Wow.
And my dogs. And my partner, Michael.
All I care about is Penny.
Yeah, well, clearly. Our New Orleans video will be coming out soon. It's just a shit show, clusterfuck of just clips of us. There's no rhyme or reason.
Never.
You can call us 614-721-5336. Or email us at she'snotdoingswell@gmail.com. Make sure you leave us a message. Tell us what your favorite Super Bowl memory is or something.
Tell us your favorite boy band memory.
Even though we don't care. Literally, because it'll be over.
I think it already started. Wait. No, I think it's already started.
It's probably like missing everything.
Oh.
What?
I thought you said the Super Bowl was delayed. I'm like, how do you know that?
It's delayed.
It's delayed.
It's Vegas for you.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. So we're going to watch that. Thank you for listening to another episode of Not Well. I'm Bobby.
I'm Jem.
Goodbye. Bye. Thank you. Have a great week. I almost said something about Russia. Like, I think I need to go lay down.
Oh, Tucker.
I'm all tuckered out.
Tucker Carlson down. Yeah, we do got to.